Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. Here with your host, Tim Sweeney, here every Tuesday night, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. And tonight, here in the studio, very special guest, DJ Nature, here, who you've been listening to for the past 10 minutes, and we're going to be listening to him for a bit longer. And, DJ Nature, you have, you know, there's the two Golf Channel 12 inches, right? That you have coming out that are, well, we have Phil South here from Golf Channel as well, who informed us that those will be out in the next week or two, right, Phil? That's what we're saying. As long as, I guess we're getting held up because of the volcano, which is holding everyone back. But, and then before these two for Golf Channel, you had one for Jazzy Sport. Is that right?
Yeah.
And when did that one come out?
That came out around about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Oh. You're getting everything out, you know, a lot coming out at once, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't meant to be like that. That's how it happens.
Okay. And, but before, you're saying you're the DJ Nature Project, you started that in 92, right?
Yeah.
So, did you have a release back then as DJ Nature, or just as doing the DJ set, you know?
Yeah, I had some releases. It's kind of like Nature Boy.
Okay.
Back then, in 92, because I was younger, so now I just cut off the boy.
That is probably a good idea,
so it's
just
Nature right now.
Okay.
But back then, it was the Rough Disco, Volume 1, Volume 2.
Okay.
And Necessary Roughness, Volume 1 and 2, I think.
What label was that on?
I put that out myself.
Okay.
On what I called like Dubwiser.
Okay. That was your own label.
Yeah. It was picked up by Illegal back then.
Okay.
They had a label called Black Label, and they released an album from that, after that. And also on Tomato Records in London.
Okay.
As well, they picked up the Necessary Roughness.
So, we don't want to dwell on this too much, but, we said we were just... Before, you were as DJ Milo from the Wild Bunch, or you still are, but now you have this DJ Nature project that you're focusing on, and, I guess I just wanted to see if you could explain, what this DJ Nature project means, or what it is.
Well, it's just basically the stuff like that I'm playing like right now. What you're listening to is pretty much DJ Nature, as opposed to what I was playing back in 84, 82 and stuff like that.
And you want to you're
it's just completely separate entity. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's totally separate. So it might be very difficult for some people to kind of get a grasp of. But so if I change my name.
Yeah.
And maybe it helps them out a little bit.
Yeah, of course. I mean, and you're focusing on a different sounds or so what do you have? I mean, after these two Golf Channel that are coming out, I mean, are you still working on stuff in the studio now, or do you have what's planned coming up?
All the time. I mean, I got a few things that I'm going to be playing tonight.
Okay.
They're basically demos, but they're probably going to be like white label, limited,
yeah,
500 copies or something like that.
Okay.
And then any
remixes or
some more stuff with Phil on Golf Channel too.
Okay.
And that's the camp right there. Pretty
okay.
much.
Yeah. And DJing wise. Planning on going out and doing some more
but I'm trying to get my the music portfolio back up to scratch
right now.
So that when I'm ready to go touring, then I won't have to rush back and try and put something else out to keep the fire burning.
I was wondering, how long have you been here in New York now?
Since 89.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. For a while.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get back to music here.
Okay.
And then we can talk a little bit more later on. Also have Phil here, who we'll talk with for a minute. But again, this is DJ Nature here on Beats and Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York.
My thoughts are made. your little ass and get it. Thank you.
listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM. And you've been listening for the past hour to DJ Nature here on the show, who has, he's got two 12 inches coming out in the next week or two on Golf Channel Records. And just 2 weeks ago had one come out in Japan on Jazzy Sport. So keep an eye out for those releases and future ones from DJ Nature. And now we've got Phil South here in the studio just to keep the Golf Channel love going. Phil is going to play, we're going to hear some of the new Golf Channel stuff coming out. First up, the new 12-inch from Justin Vandervolgen, who is on a roll with the music right now. Or I guess always has been, but really nice things from Justin. So we'll hear that, and then talk to Phil for a minute about upcoming stuff for Golf Channel, and then I'll get on and play a couple things to end the show. So again, big thanks to DJ Nature, and this is Beats in Space. We're going till 1 a.m. Okay, we got Phil South here from Golf Channel Recordings. Is it records or recordings?
Recordings.
Recordings. Sorry. Got that wrong. So, Phil, give us a little rundown of what's going on with Golf Channel, what's just came out, what's coming out.
We have the Milo thing. I mean, the nature thing. that's imminent. They're pressed, ready. So, barring volcanoes, they'll be, worldwide in the next couple of weeks.
Right.
And the Dominic Von Senger.
And that, what's the artwork with that?
We have some sleazy naked pictures by Chris Munoz.
the Sexican.
Yes.
Okay.
Which it looks really nice. We've got these like old blown up chromes, and so proper art there. And
I didn't know Chris Munoz. Oh wait. I know about these pictures actually. Yeah. Never mind.
No, he's a good photographer.
he takes a lot of pictures that I've seen.
He does like Polaroids and old chromes and all this kind of like stuff. So, and then the Dominic Von Senger is we're still waiting on the artwork from Jason. Hello, Mr. Hey Convict. He's been very busy with his baby and his job and all that kind of stuff, so he hasn't bothered finishing.
So that really, because I thought that was because I've had. I mean, that one.
It's like 6 months ago, the promos or something. The promos are no longer even promos at this point. So.
Okay.
That should be very soon.
Just, hot you're still heels. Waiting from Jason, Hey Convict.
Yeah. So, Jason.
Jason, come on, man. Okay.
Come on. But yeah, he says it's very soon. I think they've all been very busy, so. And the artwork's really nice on that. We have his artist friend from Melbourne, Reese Lee, who's like quite. An established artist in his own right kind of gave me a really nice price on one of his pieces, so we have this exclusive beautiful watercolor for the, which really fits with like the no name theme, so that's gonna be pretty special when it does finally hit.
Okay.
And it's a, you know, it's a special record. It's got Roscoe G on it, you know, so I'm happy about that. And then hopefully we'll some more nature products waiting in the wings. I think it's like 80% there.
Okay.
Possible mix CD there as well.
And that the you had the mix CD from, wait, that was called Try to Find Me.
Yep.
Which we can say that's, can we say who that?
Oh yes, yeah.
That was Justin Vanderbilgen, who we were listening to this new 12-inch from him.
Yeah, solo
before.
Solo 12 there.
Solo.
And he's got more stuff. And we've got more Try to Find Me material as well.
You do. So, yeah. And you had this one-sided 12-inch from...
Well, that was like Dougie's... Doug and Justin TBD. And that was his favorite cut off the album. And then he kind of like took it and extended it. And then made the break into the crazy long bit that it is now. But then they both worked on it together. So it's like the TBD edit of the edit kind of thing.
Okay.
And Justin played it New Year's Eve, and I'm like, all right, come on, we got to put this out.
Yeah.
So
there's more plans for doing, you know, with nature, like doing another mix CD and a similar type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we've got Justin's 12, which I just played. So I've got promos on that now. I'll be mailing those out in a week or two. And then what else we've got? Ghost Note follow-up. Which is, you know, I'd say like 75% there. I've heard a couple of sort of demo versions. Sounds really, really good. It's kind of a big progression from the first 12, and that sounded really good. And so Anton's been busy, and then we've got the Galleon Trade, which you had on the show demo version again about a year ago. But that's a really special record, that one. They've got trumpets and like the Mike, who's like Chris's writing partner. He plays with like Erykah Badu and Gil Scott-Heron. He's like super talented musician, trumpets, vocals. So
how far along do you think that is?
Chris keeps telling me one more day in the studio. So, and they got to get a B-side together, but it's really close. The last I went like about a 2 weeks ago and went sat in the studio and it sounded amazing.
Okay.
It's like one record I'm really, really excited about. It's like a proper old jazz funk record. Yeah. Nice, long, epic. It's really good.
Okay. So. Galleon Trade.
Yeah.
Those guys. All right. So, and then anything else in the that you want to mention?
We have this reissue project coming up from this Dutch guy called Spike.
That's the artist's name. It's called Spike.
That's his name. Yeah, he did these LPs in the 80s, just private press style, and I don't think he even sold out of them then. There were like 500 copies each, and he sort of kind of hothead guy from a squat in Leiden, which is just outside Amsterdam, and so this kind of like spacey rock jams. Kind of a bit yacht rock, sleazy kind of thing. It's not like dance music at all, but just really nice mellow music. We're gonna have some sort of some of the artists on the label working on the remixes, and so it's like a whole. We have a remix LP, proper LP, few 12s, so a lot of product from that one coming as well.
So a lot of big plans coming up for Golf Channel.
Big plans, yeah. Big year.
Okay. And what about, I guess quickly, about the No Ordinary Monkey? Do you have any set date for another party happening with that?
30th of April. I was about to say May. 30th of April. So a couple of weekends away. 88 Palace again.
88 Palace.
Which is the dim sum place in the mall there. 88 East Broadway.
And you're thinking Thomas is going to be playing at that with you?
Thomas is going to play that one.
Thomas Bullock will be at that one. So that's going to be a really good time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this record is going to end. This is actually a new one on Full Pup, Black Belt Anderson remix of Marius Varied's Valet Ferret. So I'm going to get on now and I guess play a couple of things. Thank you again, Phil South,
thank
Nature. You guys, I really appreciate you coming down.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Tim.